This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 1. The Foundations of the Earth. Our reading comes from Psalms chapter 104. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You covered it with the watery depths as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. But at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts. The trees of the Lord are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. There the birds make their nests. The stork has its home in the junipers. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the hyrax. I was fortunate to grow up under the broad blue skies of the Canadian prairie in Alberta. My three brothers and I spent many happy days of our childhood outside exploring. Sometimes we stumbled on a bird's nest or a fawn. We picked Saskatoon berries and climbed trees. We also found some amazing rocks, prizing especially the ones that sparkled and glittered with strands of quartz or mica. They were like treasures, and I kept them close. Now I have children, three boys, and we live in the city of Vancouver. There's wildlife, including coyotes, raccoons, and eagles. There are trees to climb and berries to pick. But rocks seem to be rare in the world of pavement, concrete, and manicured parks. Until you see streets of cobblestone, steps of granite, statues and walls of marble, and much more. Rocks are everywhere. Rocks are amazing not just because they're pretty, but also because they're like windows into reality. God speaks to us in the Bible using all kinds of references to things he created: plants, water, wind, animals, rocks, and much more. All of it is good and beautiful, and like a window into his goodness. So this month, let's go rock finding in the Bible and see what stones and gems can teach us about God's character, our own character, and our need for God in all situations. Pray with me. God, our Creator and Redeemer, thank you for this beautiful world and for your word to help us appreciate it even more. Open our eyes and our hearts to see you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.